Hello, welcome back to another episode of Slimming Stories. So we've had Christmas, it's gone, and we're now looking at 2020. And I wanted to give you a story that would really motivate and inspire you heading towards the new year. Gina Dean is a lady that lost a significant amount of weight with Slimming World and has kept the weight off. And she'd had a weight problem for around 20 years. So she'd been 20 years with an overweight body, and now looking at her, you would never think she ever had a weight problem. She looks like one of those people that just looks naturally slim, and I'm so jealous of how she looks. She looks amazing. Honestly, she looks absolutely amazing. If you head over to my Facebook group, Slimming Stories, request an invite, you'll be able to see the photographs of Gina. The before and after photographs are all on there. Or if you head over to my Instagram page, which is SW_slimmingstories_podcast, I'll also post the photographs on there too. So Gina Dean was like, why would anyone want to hear my story? I'm not special. And I'm like, no, you are. You really are. So I'm going to hand you over to Gina. And I do think that she is everything that you need to motivate you into 2020. 8 stone. I need to just clarify, this is 8 stone that you've lost, isn't it?
Yeah, 8 stone, 1.5 pounds so far.
I mean, I think that for somebody like me that's trying to lose weight and that yo-yos up and down those scales, for me, that is an amazing weight loss. And I can't imagine how much of an impact that's had on your life. So if you just want to start by telling us what took you through those doors in the first place.
So for 20 years, I needed to lose weight, really. Well, I tried it once before about 8 years ago, and I'd lost about 3 stone. And then Christmas came, and I went off it completely.
Right.
And I couldn't get back on it at all. That was
right,
it.
Right.
So time passed, and I got bigger and bigger, and I got invited to a wedding. And the normal scenario is, well, you can't find nothing to wear. I went through all of that. So I ended up going in the same clothes that I normally go in. And for some reason, I knew I was big, but I didn't realise how big I was in my face.
Right,
until my husband took a photo of me and my friends at the wedding. And when I looked at it, that was it. Something clicked in my head. So by chance, 2 days later, a leaflet came through my door for Slimming World, which was a new group which started in my village. About a week later, I started. And once I started to lose, that was it.
It just came off.
Kate kept going.
Right.
Like, because in my head, I kept thinking, I'm on it.
Yeah.
I can't get off it. Because last time I got off it, I put it on and more.
Right. So, but this time you were determined that this was going to be the change for you.
It's funny. I don't know why. Just something just clicked. When people are asking me for photos, you very rarely, I can't find one of me that's full-bodied. I'm hidden behind people. You've just got my face, or I'm not in them at all.
Right,
I've got very few from the last 5 years, me and my children, because I must have avoided it. You didn't realise you did it, but
no.
I must have avoided it.
No.
I must have avoided it.
And if you're anything like me, I'm quite happy for a photograph like shoulders, you know, or like the selfies. They're fantastic because as long as my waist, my waist and my backside aren't included in the photo, I'm more than happy.
That photo, when I saw my face had now got big, it was a shock to me.
But in a way, that was a good shock because you've managed to lose all of that weight and keep it off this time, which is in itself a massive achievement, isn't it? It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. But along the way, I'd started to have huge health problems anyway. I was really breathless, you know. I work in a school. I couldn't sit on the carpet anymore with the children. I couldn't bend my knee. I had a terrible time with my knee. They told me I needed an operation. But I needed to lose 3 stone to have the operation. So I couldn't sit on the carpet. I couldn't join in for PE, you know, just everyday things with my own children. I couldn't do anymore. I was tired all the time. So things had started to make me feel like I needed to, you know.
Yeah.
And as you get older,
mm-hmm.
I was turning into my 40s. I'm thinking, you know, if you want to live long to see your own children do things,
yes,
then
yeah.
you need to start looking after yourself.
So you'd found that this was having an impact on your health.
Yeah,
big time. And that was a big driving force as well.
Yeah.
So now that the weight is off, how have you found the changes?
You wouldn't believe it. You just can't believe it. You know, I can go shopping. I can pick anything and it will fit me. And it's only purely that if I don't like it, I don't buy it. It's not that you have to buy it because it fits. I would avoid the shops anyway near enough all the time. I run.
Wow.
I have no problem with my knee at all.
Really? Because a lot of people get put off by running because of the issue around knees, don't they? Because I hear a lot that if you run, it damages your knees and you can get pains. Yeah. So what started you running?
5 months in and started to get a lot of loose skin.
Okay.
That's the downside.
Right.
So I started to get a lot of loose skin. So I decided I would start walking a bit. So I first of all started walking around the village. And then after a while, I started doing a bit faster walking, and then one day, I don't know why, I just thought, I'm gonna see if I can run. And I started to run, and now I run 4 times a week, and I do a Zumba class as well once a week.
So 4 times a week,
that's
great.
It's good for toning your arms, your legs, really good for toning. It's helped me a lot.
Brilliant.
But I think it's also really good for, you know, clears your head as well, you know,
gives you that time out, doesn't it, and time to think.
Yeah. It's not so good in this weather.
So how have you been with your running? What did you start at, and what are you at now with your running? Have you done a 5K, or what's your general rule of thumb for running?
I haven't done a 5K. I can do 5Ks, but I haven't done an official 5K. I started off really, really short periods of running, and now I do about 2.5 miles 4 times a week.
So if I would have said to you, say 10 years ago, right, okay, there's your trainers, there's your workout gear, go and run a 2-mile run. What would you have said? What would your answer have been?
I would never have been able to do that at all. I would have had a heart attack.
Would you?
I would have had a heart attack. Yeah. I could, you know, but going up the stairs made me breathless. So there's no way. No way I would have done that. My husband thinks I'm having a midlife crisis. He's always had a big wife and now he's got a thin wife.
It's such a change, isn't it? And have you had a lot of support from your family?
Yeah. I think they thought I wouldn't keep it up, you know.
No.
Slightly, it's completely changed my life. But that I constantly think what's going in my mouth now. So that's the downside, I suppose.
So are you a little bit paranoid about what you're eating? And
yeah, I never want to go back.
You never want to go back?
And I wouldn't say it's a diet. It's just a different way to what I was eating. It's a lifestyle change, isn't it, really?
Exactly.
I was addicted to cake and chocolate big time.
Right.
I would gorge on massive amount of cake and chocolate at night. My husband often used to work nights and I would sit there and gorge on cake and chocolate. I would look at the pudding menu before the main menu when we used to go out. And I would plan already. Now, I still do that to this day. I never have one.
No.
I never have one. So I had to find new things to get rid of that sugar craving that I have. I still have it now, but I found new things to have instead.
And I've looked on your Instagram account. You quite like your cupcakes, don't you?
Cupcakes, quark. I'm a big fan of quark. Anything to do with quark. But you know, it's finding new things, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, mug cake,
exactly.
Tiramisu with chocolate Weetabix.
Lovely. And I'm exactly the same as you with regards to sweet and savoury. I love my sweet. At my worst, when I'm really bad with my eating, I will have a chocolate eclair for lunch, or two or three, whatever takes my fancy. So but when I'm on plan, that is something that I have to try and keep on top of, because it can just quite easily go in the wrong direction. And it's not the savoury for me at all. It's not exactly the food that, you know, the lunches, the breakfast, the dinners. It's more the bits in between. But you're keeping an eye on that, and you're doing really, really well.
Well, you know, some people allow themselves treats every week. My treat every week is just some, like, you know, the Halo ice cream.
Once
a week I have a little bit of that. But some people have like a piece of cake for their treat and stuff. But I'm slightly worried that I'll get a taste for it again. So, you know, maybe eventually I'll be able to. But at the minute, because it's all still quite new, I'm starting to.
But it sounds to me like you're
my way.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're in the driving seat now. You're in control of that. You know your temptations, yeah. And you've got a handle on that, haven't you?
Well, it's easy to go back.
Very, very easy.
Hard to come off and easy to go back, I think.
So, but I think you've done so well, and I believe that have you won a slim as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk through that and what happened.
My lovely group voted me for Slimming World's Woman of the Year in group, and my consultant told me we'd made criteria to go through to the regional finals.
Wow.
So we went along to the regional finals, and three of us got chosen at the region to then go to head office. And I went to head office, and 35 of us went. Wow. Had the most loveliest day.
Did
lovely
you?
Food, yeah.
Was it all free? Because I've heard about
it was lovely, and it was all like it told you how many sins were in everything and what was free food. It was just so easy to eat there.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
Yeah.
There used to be restaurants like that, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
and had a lovely day. Just recently the winner was announced, and very well deserved lady, bless her.
Definitely. I interviewed Claire Shaw.
She was one of the top three. Yeah.
She did really well.
And
it was nice, look at the ball and all the dresses that they wore. And yeah. I think for anybody considering the Slimming World, and I think you can hear kind of the good and bad about the diet industry. I think,
yeah.
You know, you've hit it on the head. It's a lifestyle choice, isn't it? It's a lifestyle change.
Change. I wouldn't class it. It's not a diet, really, because, you know, the people say, oh, it's not a diet. And it isn't a diet. It is just a lifestyle change, and makes you aware of what actually is going in your body. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And how to give you that self-care as well, because I think when you're in that mindset of I don't really care what goes in my body, it's almost like, well, do you not value yourself enough? Do you not love yourself enough to give yourself decent food and know the impacts as well on your health? So I'm really impressed with how you've come so far. That is brilliant. Mm. What I'd like to know is, how was your life like before the loss? So if you want to talk me through what a normal week would have been before the weight loss?
Well, obviously, I couldn't do as much around the house as I do now. I'm like Speedy Gonzales now. I can get so much done. Well, I did it.
Yes.
You don't realise how that weight makes you go slow. It's really bizarre.
Mm.
Until it's gone, you don't realise what you should feel like.
No, never had that before.
No, I've never had that, what I should have been feeling like. Do you know what I mean? Now I understand that this is the way you should be feeling, rather than lethargic and trying to get your jobs done. And it made me very self-conscious, I didn't want to go to places, really new places, definitely didn't want to go to new places.
No.
I felt like people were judging me all the time.
Right.
You know, when you think, oh, people are staring, you say, oh, look at her, you know, she's fat. But what I have learned along the way is that your friends and your family just see you as you.
Yeah.
They don't see you as the fat person.
No, because, they love you for you.
Well, yeah, because so many have said to me, when they look at pictures, past pictures, they say, we don't remember you that big. They just say you were just Gina, and I can completely get that. I would say to anybody that's big is that your friends and family, they're not judging you. They'll never judge you. But the weight makes you feel like everybody's judging you. I sometimes used to run some parenting courses at school and would have to stand up. Well, I would never stand up. I don't know what it was, but I felt better if I sat in a chair. I felt like people weren't staring at me so much. I don't know why, so I'd sit on the chair at the front of the school doing it. There was no exercise, do you know what I mean? My husband would often say on a Sunday, should we go for a walk? And I thought, there's nothing worse I could think of than going for a walk. So I'd say, no, thank you. With the children, you know, when you go on holiday, you know, you send your husband to go on the rides and the water rides and, you know.
So I guess there's
avoid the swimming costume, do
yeah.
you know what I mean? Especially if you get a photo like I sent you, which was absolutely disgusting.
Seeing that.
You know, you just avoided things. You knew what you could do, so you just stuck to the things you could do, and wouldn't put yourself in situations where you felt like, oh, no, no. I make a joke of things. Quite often I'd make a joke of, oh, I'm fat. Or, do you know what I mean? You just make a joke of it, sort of thing, trying to disguise how you're really feeling.
So it's like how you were before. It was almost like you had these boundaries and you knew that boundaries. And humour is a great way, isn't it, when you're feeling uncomfortable, just to try and make light of a matter that I guess was quite serious for you with your health.
Oh, yeah. I think people would say I was always a laughy, jokey person, trying to disguise, you know, what was going on. But that didn't stop me eating.
No.
Because I still, at night time, I'd still carry on gorging on the, you know, maybe to block it out, maybe in a way. I think some people are addicted to, you know, like cigarettes or alcohol. My thing was that mine was definitely cake and chocolate, big time.
Yeah. It's a funny thing, isn't it, when we say comfort eating, because really, it's not comfortable when you know that that food is going to impact on your weight and your quality of life. But it's almost it's like a gerbil in a wheel, isn't it? It's trying to get off the wheel, trying to make that change. And you've done that with great success. So for people listening, how would you describe Slimming World? How would you describe, for example, I really enjoy going to group and the support and the community. I love the fact that I can go out for meals because I sometimes have to work away with my day job. Sometimes I'm going out with my family for food out. And how would you describe Slimming World and what that can do to impact somebody's life in a positive way?
I would describe it as life-changing.
Okay.
For me, it's like a family to me now. You know, them people I met on that first day are still there now with me. They're the ones that have driven me on. We're all friends, you know. There's new people coming to group, but I hope that I support them and give them a few ideas now. If I hadn't discovered Slimming World, then I would still be in that situation.
That's it
to me. I found something that's worked for me. People, you know, said to me for years, you need to lose weight. And, you know, I finally found something that works for me. I would recommend anybody go and try it.
And I think as well, if you think about even when you're not eating healthy, if you think about the general things that you eat, there's not a lot of restriction, I don't feel, with Slimming as well. That's why I really like it. I've tried Weight Watchers in the past and it has worked for me. And I would never say that Weight Watchers doesn't work, because it does. But for me, there's something about Slimming World where if I've had a bad day and I'm feeling really hungry, I know that I can sit and eat a plate of pasta and cheese and I'm still going to lose weight. There's no like guilt, if you like, with the food that you eat. That guilt kind of is just lifted because you're not thinking about calories, you're not overthinking portion control. You can kind of relax, can't you?
Because you don't have hungry on Slimming World ever. And that's the joy of it, and especially at the beginning when you're used to such large portions, and for me, I was being so big, large portions and things like that you can still carry on with that. But you're just a bit more aware what you're cooking in, you know, your mince, only 5% fat, you know what I mean? So it just makes you a bit more aware. Even now, I still eat a lot. People always say to me, you eat so much. And I do eat so much. I do. I'm constantly eating.
Are you? Right. Okay.
Yeah. Constantly. So, you know, they say, oh, you're thin now, but I eat a lot.
A lot.
I still eat a lot.
And that's a great thing, isn't it? And I found as well that with Slimming World, to cook from scratch rather than to buy processed food means that often you're bulking out your food as well with, say, like passata or your vegetables. And it tastes so much nicer. It's hard to go back, isn't it, when you start cooking from scratch?
Yeah, I wasn't a cook at all before.
Would you not?
Not at all. So my husband thinks he's got a cook and a thinner wife and anyway, so now I've discovered all the spices and things like that. I just make things up sometimes.
Why not? I
have a little bit of a trick though, because I, you know, work a lot and stuff, and so my freezer is like got diced frozen onion, diced peppers, frozen veg, and it's all there. So sometimes,
brilliant,
when I come in, I literally grab a handful of it all, put it in a pan, spices, you know, your passata, and I just make this concoction, what I call concoctions. Yeah, I just chuck it all in with some tomatoes and everything and just see what happens. But, you know, and I also know that whatever I put in that pan, it's all my free food. So, I can eat that. Yeah, I've made some really good things along the way. Stuffed peppers are my thing at the minute. I've gone mad on them.
But I love peppers. I quite like those new in the oven. And I use 2 teaspoons of oil. I put fry light, but I use 2 teaspoons of oil for glazing. And they are just lovely with couscous. I prefer mine with couscous and a bit of chicken.
So I make like a Mexican, I put kidney beans, pork mince, onion, and then I put Cajun spice in mine.
Right, okay.
And I cook that on the top, and then I cook my peppers for about 10 minutes, and then I fill it and put a little bit of cheese on the top. It's a very Mexican-y feeling.
Yeah.
I try not to eat too many carbs a week now.
All right, why is that then?
That's because I'm half Italian. Okay. And I don't know when to stop at my pasta size portions. So I now sort of do a lot of my meals now with veg, salads and stuff. And I have a couple of times a week I'll have my pasta, but I try to control it. There was no end to the size of portion of my pasta plate. I would swallow, when I think about it, I swallow the tubes whole. I don't even chew them. So so it just goes down.
Like, is that an Italian thing?
Yeah. The trick. Yeah, tells me off of that. So yeah.
Wow.
So I do eat pasta, but not as much as I used to.
Not as much.
No.
So my consultant mentioned that actually, that some people feel that if they are eating the pasta, that it can impact on their weight. Have you felt that? Is that why you've reduced that?
I think for the first 5 months, no, it didn't have any impact at all. After I lost about 5-6 stone, I started trying a few of the speed days because it then did boost me a bit faster. So I would say at the beginning, no, it had no impact at all. But once I'd had my 6 stone loss and I was down to the last 2 stone to lose, I did a few more speed days just to boost it a little bit more. I actually now prefer eating not so many carbs because I don't feel as sluggish. When I have carbs, I crave sweet things.
So I can see on your Instagram account that you had a trip to Italy and you mentioned that you're half Italian. How was it? Was that your first trip as a slim person?
Yeah. The plane was amazing. Oh my God. I was so excited. I could fit in this seat with her. I actually sat in the chair and cried. Because I could fit in the seat.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe it. There was so much space. I've never had that much space. I've normally been really squashed the whole journey, but there was so much space. It's unbelievable. It was a really nice journey.
Very nice.
I did allow myself some treats there as well.
Oh, you have to do it.
And walked for miles and miles and miles, and I would never have been able to do that. So
without feeling breathless.
And it was 33 degrees and the sweat, and I wasn't sweaty. Normally I am absolutely dripping. And I was, you know, sweaty.
Yeah.
Nothing like I was when I used to go on holiday.
And you look amazing. And I've seen a photo of you in your skirt and your little top. And to look at you, I would never think that is a lady that's ever had an issue with the weight. You look toned and you look really, really healthy. And you look beautiful, you look stunning. You must feel so proud. And I think your husband's probably wondering what the hell's happened, bless him.
He's like, what has happened to her? This woman's come and taken over. But yeah, I have to work on the skin. I will always have to work on the skin, I think.
But the positives are that, you know, you've got this healthy body. And I just think, looking at you, you just would never think you've ever had a weight problem. So you've mentioned before about when you was overweight, going out, feeling that everyone's looking at you and feeling self-conscious. How has your body confidence changed?
That doesn't worry me at all now, at all. No? I wouldn't even think that people are judging me or looking at me anymore like that. So that's completely gone. The stress of finding something to wear, like I used to have every time, that's completely gone, because I can actually order, like when I went to the Slimming World Woman of the Year, I ordered three items. I liked all three. In the end, it was because which one did I like the most? Not that they didn't fit or they didn't look right.
And did you feel confident walking through the streets in Italy? And
oh, yeah. Well, confident, but...
You should. You've got every reason to feel confident.
I feel a lot better, you know. I feel a lot better. I worry that people can see the skin and stuff now.
Right.
So it's a bit of a different worry, really.
Right.
But yeah, no, I feel so much more. And if I did a parenting course now, I would stand up now.
Absolutely.
I would stand up. I don't feel like I have to sit down now.
Do you feel that people aren't judging you anymore for you?
Yeah.
Do you feel judged? Is that why you sit down, that people would be looking?
I did feel like that, yeah.
Yes.
Thinking,
right.
Probably people thinking, look at her, she needs to lose weight, you know. And now I don't sit down at the front.
Your Italian family, how have they taken this on board? Is your dad happy that you've carved your craving for pasta?
He's happy that I've lost weight, but, you know, they worry that, you know, I'm going too far.
Really?
Because, well, can you imagine, you've always had a daughter that's really, really big, and then all of a sudden, lost a little bit of weight, she's lost 8 stones.
Like, yes.
You know, they're happy for me. They are happy.
They are. That's good. Brilliant.
They are. No, I was going to say, they'll still probably try and feed me up on pasta.
Do you have big family meals, and have you made changes to those family meals that when you all get together?
Yeah. If you come to my house, everything's cooked Slimming World way.
Wow.
If I go to others, people have been really good. They'll ask me what, you know, I would like and what I can eat and stuff. And they've been all very accommodating, really. Lots of my friends have been.
That's
at work, in the staff room, you know, they'll say, oh, what can you have and stuff. And it's been really good. So everyone's been really supportive, really.
So is your work respectful of when you're on a healthy eating kit where they won't bring all the cakes and the chocolates and the sweets? Because when I used to work in an office, it was literally every time it was a birthday somebody does something good, or because I used to work in a sales office, it was literally just, in fact, I can remember one time where if you got a sale, you got like a dab in a chocolate bin. So I was like one of the top performers. I was always
getting all the time
chocolate bars, which is just ridiculous. So is that the same with you in your
work? Obviously, you know, parents give us chocolates and things, and people's birthdays, and there's always a biscuit tin in the staff room. But you know, if it's somebody's birthday, people will often bring some fruit for me to have. I always make sure that I've got fruit at school, you see. So
that's it, so that control.
So when they're all eating something, then I just have a piece of fruit. I eat out a lot. I've always ate out at least once a week. And one week, I remember, I had 5, because, you know, when you're at school, you have a big social life in the holidays because everybody wants to catch up with you.
Yeah.
So one week, I ate out 5 times and still managed to lose a pound. So,
it's just
about your choices when you're out. And you know, you go out for a roast dinner, you near enough can have anything on the roast dinners. So over Christmas and stuff. So
apart from Toby Yorkshire pudding, I think about 18 sins for what?
Are they really? Are they really?
Toby Yorkshire, absolutely. I'm really pleased that you agreed to this interview, because every interview just brings on new insights, and it's a real conversation, and you're being honest, you're being real, and that's what people want to hear. And I love Instagram, and I think it's amazing, but there's a lot of picture perfect fake on there, and I think it's nice to have a real conversation with somebody that people can relate to. I think that's brilliant.
But also for your mental health as well. I think losing the weight helps with that as well, though. I feel like losing the weight has helped me that way as well, really.
So have you ever suffered with depression when you were overweight or low?
I wouldn't say I've suffered with depression. I would say a few years ago, something happened in my life that made me turn to food even more. So right. I would say at that point in my life, I then gained an extra 3 stone, maybe nearly 4 stone, due to some traumatic thing that I saw. And then after that, I think I was just on a downward spiral even more so after that. And when I look at pictures before that, I was big, but not to that extreme. So from that point onwards, I gained extra weight because I felt I was worthless, I think, at that point.
Right, good.
So I just ate more.
You just ate more to, yeah, to numb those feedings.
Yeah. You know, so losing weight has helped with all of that, you know.
Absolutely. And do you generally feel lifted by the experience of having lost weight? And
yeah, I feel like I'm buzzing.
You do? Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. I feel like when I go into a clothes shop and I can, if my husband says, oh, buy, you know, I'm like, I'm just so excited. I've never been so excited in my life. I've never had that experience of being able to just pick things out.
Yeah.
And they're going to fit because I'm in the changing room and I'd come out with nothing. One of my experiences when I was shopping was I was in Marks and Spencer's and there was a pair of 8 size jeans and I said, I'm going to see if they fit me. And my husband says, I don't think you're going to get into them. I was a 10 at the time.
Okay.
And he said, I don't think you're going to get into them. Anyway, I took them in the changing room. When they got to the knee level, it was apparent they were going to go up and I was getting really excited. So I was jumping up and down in the changing room, really excited that these jeans were going to fit. Anyway, I fell over in the middle of it. Through the curtain, I did. But yeah, they fit. I was so excited. So just my husband said many times over the period of me losing weight, when he used to take me probably once a month to get another new size pair of trousers, then he said he used to hear me shout in the change room, yes,
they're on.
People don't understand how you know it makes you feel that you're actually going to. And my bras, I was a size 38 double H bra. My bust was huge. It was ginormous, absolutely ginormous. I called it my shelf. I would rest my dinner plate on it. I said I was naturally that way. I'm Italian. I'm a naturally got a big bust. But as I lost weight, they disappeared. So I don't have a very large bust anymore, which I thought was just because I was Italian.
You've lost a shelf.
I've lost my shelf.
But you can get a size 8 pair of jeans. And when you was falling over in the change room, was you like still on the floor trying to pull them up? Or
trying to put the woman came along and said to me, are you okay? And I said, sorry, I'm just really excited. You find yourself explaining yourself to people. Why you're screaming because a pair of trousers fits you, or why you're ordering stuff that's, not, you know, okay, can you not give me the jacket potato? Can I have an extra portion of tender stem broccoli? And they're just like, why not? If you look at my photos, I don't know if you noticed, but I would always wear a belt around my waist when I was large, mainly to hold down my t-shirts because they used to ride up and I used to, you know, you can see all my fat. So I used to wear this belt.
Okay.
During my journey, the belt got, you know, altered and until one day I had to take the belt off. But now if you get my belt out, oh my god, it's amazing to see the difference in
You sent me a photograph of you and this lady is that your consultant?
So that's my consultant. That's my belt. She's in my belt. Did you see that one?
I saw that one, yeah.
So she weighs 8 stone, so she weighs what I've lost.
So just for the listeners, what Gina sent me was a photograph of herself and a consultant with this black belt around her. So you've lost your consultant, in effect.
Yes. And then I sent you the original photo that I had the belt on.
Yeah.
And it was probably tight by the looks of it. On that. Right. But so what things like that, when you look back, it's nice to, you know, try things on that you think, my God, I can't believe it. You know, how I carried that 8 stone around, I've no idea. You know, and then some people when I went to Slimming World finals, we were having our photo taken. There was a lady stood next to me and I said, she said, oh, hello, how much have you lost? And I said, 8. I said, how much have you lost? 14. Well, my eyes shut out my head. 14 stone. So, you know, I think I've done well. That is amazing. 14 stone she lost.
Your joints as well. 8 stone is a lot to... You know, I mean, if you was to get your consultant and pop her on your back and go for a bit of a run, you'd be absolutely shattered, and you was carrying that around with you every day.
But the point is, I couldn't run because, do you know what I mean? I would never have been able to put her on my back and run because I couldn't run then, and I certainly won't be able to run with on me now. So, no, you couldn't run.
No, it is a remarkable. I know the guy that won Man of the Year for Summer World this year. I think his name's John, isn't it? He was on a Facebook page and he They'd put a display in the, I think it was a local art foundation, with all of his certificates, and it's just...
He's amazing. Know,
and it's every year, isn't it? Every year you see these weight loss, and and it's not a diet. I do believe it's a, it's a lot to do with your mindset, and it's a lifestyle choice, and you've really took this under your belt, and you've flown with it, haven't you? So for anybody listening that maybe they listen to this just either just for Christmas or in the new year, and perhaps thinking about making some changes, what advice could you give to those people if they're sat there with this weight thinking, I just can't do it, I can't get my head in it, what am I going to do, I need to get this weight off, what piece of advice could you offer to those people?
First of all, I'd say if I can do it, anybody can do it, because I never would have believed that I could do it. No. Go along to the group, there's lovely people at the groups, the consultants, you know, they're so nice, they'll help you, guide you. And if you don't get that, it's not the right group for you. Try another one. Try another one until you, till you find a group that you're happy with. And once you listen to what you have to do, it's not that much of a change, to be honest.
No.
So it's just making you more aware most of the time. So
that is brilliant advice. So I'd like to thank you today for coming on, and. It's so funny to hear people sometimes say, well, why do you want to interview me for a podcast? Because you're such an inspiration. And I've loved our chat. Take care.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I don't know about you listening, but that is a Christmas present I want to be waking up to next year. A new body, pain-free, able to shop and buy anything off the hanger. Thank you for all your support throughout the year. Everyone that's listened and downloaded the podcast, it means so, so much. And I'm so thankful. And there's people following from around the world, which is quite strange. I'm not quite sure what they'll think to my Mansfield accent, but there we go. So I'm going to end this podcast today, and I will catch up with you in 2020. Thank you.